Movies Are a Thing is a weekly podcast going over the movies premiering this week.
And any other movie-related tangents we decide to venture off on today.
Hello and welcome to Movies Are a Thing. My name is John.
My name is Alan.
And I'm Travis.
And here is the podcast for this week.
Woo.
We're closer. We're close.
Woo a third time. man, it's just about here for us here, I should say.
Yes.
But
yeah. Well, I mean, nobody else has seen any new movies yet either. I mean, except for Artemis Fowl, which I heard was garbage.
So, speaking of, I did actually watch it.
Well,
my sister has never read the book, and she liked the movie. Like, I mean, she didn't think it was the greatest thing ever, but, you know, it was a decent movie.
Yes.
Me, having read the book, thought it was pretty trash. I mean, like, all of the actors in it, I think, did very well. You know, it was just, they messed up the story. They took stuff out that they had in the trailer, so they had it, they had shot it, they had all the visual effects, like, almost done for it, but they took it out of the movie, and it changed a lot of things that I felt were really important to the movie, or to the book, and then they also made it basically a story being told by Josh Gad's character, which in the book, I'm just gonna kind of throw this out there. In the book, Artemis Fowl is not the good guy. He's not. The hero of the book is the fairy that he captures, Holly Short. Like that is the hero of the book. But in the movie, they made it all about Artemis Fowl. They changed a lot of stuff in order to have Colin Farrell as his dad or whatever in the movie and everything like that. They took out his mom's character. They changed around not only Artemis, but the guy that kind of protects Artemis, his name is Butler. And then Butler's niece named Juliet is a major part of the book, and they kind of relegated her to like a secondary character almost, or not even secondary, like beyond secondary. It was... I was just very
disappointed
with the whole thing. But I mean, that's kind of where I'm at with it. They set it up for a sequel and everything like that, and I feel like if it had been closer to the book, they would have had a lot better chance of a sequel. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I saw Jeremy Johns and Chris Stuckman's review, and they pretty much just bashed it.
I mean, like the visuals. The visuals were amazing. I thought they did really well on that. And like I said, the actors were all really good. Like, the guy that actually played Artemis Fowl, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. Ferdius Shaw. I think this is actually... Yeah, this is his first movie. Like, first anything on IMDb. And I think he did a fairly amazing job for that, but at the same time, just I had high hopes. I really did. But so in the trailer, do you guys remember watching the trailer at all by chance?
It's been a while, but yes.
So you know the part in there where it has the one character who all of a sudden like floats up into the air and goes from like old to young, like as a major part of the trailer.
Maybe I'm not 100%.
Like the character was like floating up in the air, and it was like, you know, really wispy wind kind of stuff flowing around. Yeah, that was not in the movie at all.
Classic.
Right.
Fake us out with the trailer.
It was fan four stick all over again.
Ooh.
And that's rough. Ooh.
was it the room bad?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't so bad. It was good. It wasn't so bad that ironically it's good. It was just there was so much there that they could have done, but they changed it around so much in the edit that they just completely ruined it. But apparently, I'm sorry, I just saw something on IMDb here. Ferdia Shaw, the guy who plays the kid who plays Artemis Fowl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His grandfather is Robert Shaw.
Really?
Yeah. Okay.
So if you've ever seen Jaws,
oh yeah,
you've seen his grandfather in work or at work.
Never seen Jaws. Okay. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Nope.
No, nothing. No, no. Dun 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 dun.
So,
one question on the Artemis Fowl thing.
Yes.
So, considering you've seen or that you've read the book, would you say that if you haven't read the book, that you might like the movie more, or should I just skip it all together? Because I want to watch it, but I wanted to hear your review first.
Like I said, my sister hasn't. Well, she read the book long ago. Doesn't really remember anything about it, and she enjoyed the movie. So I feel like you would probably enjoy the movie, Travis. Okay. I could not because I had, you know, such fond memories of the book.
Sure. Okay. So I guess just something that I'll have to give a try and kind of. Just shoot blanks at, I guess, just to see.
I would actually also advise you that there is some disturbing imagery.
Okay.
In that Josh Gad's character can have his mouth grow bigger.
Ooh. Okay.
So just as a heads up for you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. So on IMDb, like the, under Artemis Fowl, under the videos, it has the trailers and like the third trailer that it's showing for me, like the little thumbnail preview of it is that character kind of floating up in the air that is not in the movie at all. So,
okay.
But yeah, I don't know. If you haven't read the book, you might enjoy the movie. If you had read the book and you enjoyed the book, you probably will not enjoy the movie. And that's my review.
That's fair.
Well, there we go.
And now that I've wasted 10 minutes on that, good job.
Hey, it's just more content.
Right? Okay. But yeah, so other than that, you guys, did you guys watch any newish to you movies this week?
No, I haven't.
Nah?
I didn't watch anything, no. Now that I'm back to work, it's, like, harder.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely.
Which kind of sucks, because I remember back when you were a kid, and you'd be like, I'm going to watch this, and I watch this, and I watch this, and Dad would be like, I don't have time to watch as many movies as you. And now I'm like, I understand, and I don't even have a kid.
Right? Right. Alrighty. Well, I guess in that case, I think it's time for some movie news.
Yup.
Sounds good.
Well, we already talked about. Did we talk about Tenet? No, I don't think we talked. Did we talk about that last week? Tenet got pushed back 2 weeks.
No, we did not.
No.
Yeah. So Tenet was pushed back to July 31st, and Warner Brothers actually wanted to push it back further, but Christopher Nolan was basically like, no. And Warner Brothers pretty much, like, had to listen to Christopher Nolan. So that just goes to show you how much, like, pull he has. Like, they were like, hey, we should push it out. And Nolan was just straight up like, no, we're leaving it in July. Which, thank you, Christopher.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm still going to go see it.
I will at some point in time. I just don't know if I'm going to see it right when it comes out.
I am. And I'll give my review on it on this podcast.
Perfect.
See, and Travis works at a... Yeah, I was going to say, you work at a theater, so you can go see it in a theater by yourself.
Yep.
Nice.
It's a part of the job.
What about that, John? What if Travis gets a theater to just us three, and then we go see it together?
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I could work that out.
I would definitely be down for that on, like, you know, a Friday night or a Saturday night or something.
Travis, pull your strings.
All right, I'll try my best.
We can go live with our review on Facebook or Instagram Live. Ooh. Here's our review.
Actually, I think I think our podcast hosting service has a live option as well.
Oh, yes,
quite. Indubitably.
Peta, you don't even know what that means.
Alrighty. Did we have any other movie news that we were going to want to talk about? Or?
I guess Regal and Cineworld Theater is planned to all be fully open by July 10th. So that kind of ties into the Tenet release. Mm-hmm. July seems like when everything's happening. And as far as I know, Mulan is still set for its original, well, original moved release date.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And then apparently the Obi-Wan series is going to be using the same Mandalorian stagecraft sets.
Okay.
Okay.
That was one of the things I read today. I mean, it makes sense. Like, why would you not?
Right. Right. I mean, they're just like big TVs, so you can change them to what you want.
Right.
I don't even know when's that supposed to come out, the Obi-Wan series.
I would say probably not until next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even well, mid-late next year.
Yeah. Well, at least we got season two of Mandalorian, I think, October?
It's going to be at least, I think.
Well, let's see here. Mandalorian, October 2020.
There we go.
Is season two, episode one. So we've got 4 months, less than half a year until the next season of The Mandalorian.
Which is cool, but not cool because I don't want summer to be over, even though we're still in June, and I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I mean, the fall, aside from there being football, now all the movies that I look forward to, aside from Tenet, are coming out in the fall because Wonder Woman also got pushed back again.
Oh, it did.
Yep. October 2nd. Yeah, but no, Wonder Woman pushed back to August, or from August to October 2nd.
Okay. Okay. Well, that'll be, I mean, I feel like I'm hoping by that time things will be a little bit more back to normal, I guess you would say, or even if not normal, that there will be more guidelines in place that people are used to, rather than everybody trying to figure everything out right as soon as all of this is happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll pretty much be Wonder Woman 1 month and then Black Widow the next.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. So do you guys have any other movie news?
It's not really movie news, but Danny Masterson from That 70s Show.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was charged for 3 counts of rape. Apparently.
Really?
Didn't that happen a little while ago?
Well, he was accused of it, but I think he just got charged. Because now he like, there was like accusations, but now he actually was charged with the crime itself.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
All right, okay. Just ruining our childhood.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Hyde.
What was he? He was in, what was the other movie? Oh, he was in The Faculty.
Yes, he was.
Kind of forgot about that. I just realized it when I was reading the article about it. Okay. So, Danny Marston sucks. I'll say that. Masterson. Sorry, I said Marston. Okay. But other than that, the only other thing I had, the only other thing that I really had was, I didn't look too much into it, but apparently the Oscars, they're looking at some kind of like diversity requirement for the Oscars. I don't know the exact like stipulations and everything, but there was just something I saw in passing about an article regarding that.
Well, let's see here.
Diversity requirements for awards eligibility. Oh, and on top of that, the Oscars were moved to April in 2021.
Wow.
That's that's a ways away.
Right?
That is 10 months away.
It's kind of weird to think about the Oscars being in April, like springtime. That's nope.
Oh man, sorry. My mind immediately went to the producers. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, are you looking up the diversity requirements or?
Kind of. Let me see here.
I didn't look too much into it. I just saw the possibility of it.
Let's see here. I'm not seeing what the changes actually are, just seeing that they have, that diversity will now be a requirement when looking at Oscars eligibility.
Yeah, I don't know the whole stipulation behind it, but I guess we'll find out more.
Okay, so it looks like the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences just announced that it assembled a task force strictly dedicated to establishing new inclusion standards for the award show. Although we don't know what this entails, the organization hinted that each nomination will need to meet certain eligibility requirements in order to be considered.
Huh.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So nothing is, like, official yet. They basically just have a task force, I gotcha. Guess you would say, that is looking into what kind of eligibility requirements they might be able to put into place.
All right.
So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. But like I said, it looks like, you know, movies that are made this year won't be under that requirement. Mm. So I'm guessing, like, when the Oscars are held in, what you said, April of 2021.
Yep.
That it won't necessarily be the requirement won't have taken effect for any of those movies, but going forward, that it will take effect.
Well, there we go. I was going to say, I guess we'll find out in April 2021, but incorrect again. So,
yeah,
well, they'll announce kind of what the requirements and stuff are earlier than that. But
yeah,
still. Let's see here. So I'm kind of looking at some other stuff here. Quick.
It's porn, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I knew it.
Yeah. So just for you guys's stuff here, we can do live shows on Podbean.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Hmm.
It's been a year and 4 months since we put our stuff on Podbean.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Long time.
Yeah. And so it's been even longer since, I mean, it's been over almost 1 3/4 years since I started the thing. Wow. Huh. Okay. So do you guys got any other movie news, anything like that?
I do not.
No.
Nothing?
Yeah, I don't either.
Alrighty. Well, then, I think that it might be that time that you go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/moviesarething, and give us a like there. Check us out. We have a poll going on. Which movie theater has the best popcorn? Well, I guess the poll is actually, which butter do you like? The real butter on your movie theater popcorn or the movie theater butter substitute on your popcorn? Mm. Because I know that there are some people that, you know, well, if you're lactose intolerant, obviously it's going to be a little bit of an issue for you. Or if you're just allergic to dairy in general. That's why they have the butter substitute at a lot of places, I know. But whether you like the real butter or the butter substitute, and then also, we would love to hear which movie theater you think has the best popcorn in the comments right below that poll. So go ahead and check us out at facebook.com/moviesarething. We are also at Twitter and Instagram at moviesarething, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that, at moviesareathing. Go ahead and check us out there as well. Alan, has anything gone up on Instagram lately? Because I know I've been slacking on Twitter.
No, I have not put much up on the... I need to get better at that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah, go ahead and check us out on there. Give us a wave, say hello. And with that being said, it is time for Trivia Showdown.
Fork. Oh, hi, Mark.
So.
Oh, Lord.
I told you I had a little bit of an intro planned.
Good. Good.
All right. Good.
So this week we have Alan hosting. And,
oh, hi, Mark.
It's sorry. Wrong one. The buttons are too close. So we have Alan hosting tonight. It's me against Travis.
All right.
Travis?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I mean, yeah. I'm always ready, but it never works out for me, so it's okay.
I mean, like I said, man, yeah, last week, you were so close last week.
Oh,
I know.
I don't want to hear it. All right. Categories this week. We have Keanu. And it was originally Keanu slash Ted, but now after seeing the Bill and Ted trailer, like Keanu Reeves trying to do Ted when he's 40-something years old, now my impression is that much more valid. It's that much more accurate. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a little on the dark side. Yeah, this is cool. Okay. So we've got Keanu. We have anagrams. So I'm going to say the anagram or an anagram. Got some good ones for a movie, and you have to guess the movie, obviously. And then we've got box office quiz numbers. So it's just going to be random box office statistics. And yeah, hope for the best.
Ooh.
All right. All right.
Okay.
So yeah, the I'm surprised I haven't done the box office one sooner. Because that's kind of my jam.
Now that you say that, it's like, okay, yeah, no, I can see that.
So I will start. Actually, let's take a vote. What do you guys want to start with?
I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards anagrams because I kind of want to see what that one's about.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Okay, we will start.
And just to make sure, we have to say the movie?
Yep, I'm going to say an anagram, and then you have to say what the movie is based off that anagram. So okay. One easy one, a popular one is In Attic, which is Titanic.
Okay.
All right. Makes sense now?
All right.
Okay. So we'll start with the kind of easy one.
All right.
It's a little weird sounding, but performs tug.
If you don't mind, I'm going to write down the letters just to have them in front of me because I think I'll...
That's fine. There's no rules against that.
Performs tug. I feel like this is going to be a tough category, man.
I know. This is payback for Travis's stupid Minnesota one.
I like that category. Thank you very much.
I did too. That was fun. Okay.
Yeah. You didn't have to do it.
That's very true.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
I can give you a hint. I mean, it'll still be. I can give you hints about the movie, like you know how we always do.
Okay.
The main character in this movie is a war veteran.
Is it Platoon?
No.
Nope.
No. Okay.
There's no G in Platoon.
Very true, but I don't know. It came to mind, so.
He's a war veteran.
He has a very specific lieutenant in the movie.
Oh, Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, right. Definitely. I would say having it written down in front of me definitely helps out.
Travis, if you have something to write with, you can do it.
Okay. All right.
You can write Sounds down. Good. You can write down what I or the anagram. Duh.
Alrighty. All
right. Where are we going, John?
Let's try out box office. See, I just want to check out the new ones here, quick.
Okay. What is the top grossing month of all time at the box office? So the month and the specific year.
July 2007.
You're very close, but no.
August 2007.
Not that close. I want to specify what you were close in a certain aspect. I'll say that.
Is it June 2005?
No.
Okay.
July 2011.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Oh, what came out that year?
It was, Deathly Hallows Part 2, okay. Dark of the Moon, yep. Captain America, the yep. First Avenger.
Okay.
It's funny enough, April of last year came close.
Yep.
But the only, I mean, just with Avengers alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If there was better movies that came out in April, it would have probably beaten it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can definitely see that happening. Okay, what was I thinking? You know, I wonder if...
Well, the first Transformer came out in July 2007. Maybe you were thinking of Dark of the Moon and it kind of crossed over?
Well, no, I was thinking the first Transformers. I was also thinking Simpsons movie came out then.
Yep, all right.
And I think there are some other ones that were... That one just kind of sticks out to me. But I guess, you know... Okay, cool. Let's go get Keanu'd.
Right. So, the quote is going to be, "I had to kill Bob Morton because he made a mistake. Now, it's time to erase that mistake."
Can I get a hint?
Yeah.
The character who said the line's name is Dick Jones.
All right.
I have talked about this movie very recently on the podcast.
Which movies have you talked about?
Well, obviously, I'm not going to tell you.
Why not?
Like, talked about it today or talked about it on, like, recent podcasts?
This movie was one of my recommendations within the last month.
I mean, the only ones I can think of were... Can I ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm.
One or two?
It's the first one.
RoboCop.
Okay. Yep.
Because you had recommended both RoboCop 1 and 2.
Yep.
A couple weeks ago. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's when Clarence puts Dick Jones on the TV right before they kill him. And he pulls the pin on the grenade with his mouth.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Gotcha.
He's doing coke with the two ladies. Then Clarence walks in. Leave. Shoots him in the leg. Yeah, it's all good.
Very nice.
Okay. All right. Where are we going, John?
Let's stick with Keanu.
Right. So here are the babes, or in other words, the quote. And the quote is, "Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine."
Oh. I need a hint.
It is a, I don't want to, that'd be too easy. We'll just say, okay, so instead of saying the rest of the quote or the rest of the scene,
mm-hmm.
I will say the person mm-hmm. saying the line is supposedly a foster parent.
Supposedly a foster parent?
Yep, that's a layered thing. I can't, yeah.
It's not like National Lampoon's Vacation, is it?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Wait.
God, I know this.
I don't think John knows it until he starts owing.
I have another question.
Okay.
Did one of the people in this conversation, or no, I take that back. Two of the people in this conversation appear in a movie recently, like in the same movie?
How recent? Pretty recently, yes.
Like within the last year.
Yes.
Terminator 2.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
The phone call from the phone booth.
Yep, yep.
See, when you asked me about the hint, I was going to say, your foster parents are dead.
Oh, yep. No, that totally would have. Okay, yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Wolfie's fine, honey. Wolfie's just fine. Where are you? Click. Your foster parents are dead.
Okay. They're supposedly... Okay, supposedly... Gotcha.
Because it's the T-1000.
Yep.
I was going to say that the person that they're speaking to is also supposedly someone else.
Ooh, that would have been a really vague clue, though. Wow.
Well, because he's impersonating John Connor, and then the T-1000's also impersonating the foster mom.
Yeah. Okay. Can we go back to anagrams?
Yes. All right. We are going to go with Father Son Theistic Shop. Theistic.
Father Son Theistic Shop?
Mm-hmm.
That is a long title.
I know.
Yeah.
I need a hint.
Mel Gibson.
Passion of the Christ?
Yes.
Ooh.
Okay, oh, so man. we've done two Keanu's, one box office, two anagrams.
Well, now we got to even out the box office.
John is up 6-0, Travis.
I know.
Dude, come on. Put up a fight against him. You always give it like bring your A game against me.
I don't know. That's so true. I don't know why.
All right. So you said box office, John?
Please.
What is worldwide? I'll specify if it's worldwide or domestic, by the way. Worldwide, what is the top grossing PG-rated movie of all time?
Home Alone?
No.
The Incredibles?
No.
PG. E.T.?
Nope.
No.
Goonies?
No.
Animated or live action?
It's I guess it, that's really a hard question to answer, if that helps. Technically live action, but it's animated.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
No.
Oh, okay.
The Lion King?
I thought I had it.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
The Lion King remake. Do you see why I'm like, I know, I was going to say this movie sucks. Do you see how? Do you see why when you asked that question,
yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as you said, I was like, oh, okay. So it has to be something like Lion King or Jungle Book.
Yeah.
I mean, dang it. I was trying to hit the back button. I was trying to hit the back button. That's another movie where it wasn't as bad as Fanforestick, but I still left
disappointed.
Just because it. Okay, rant time. So, like when The Jungle Book came out, the remake that Jon Favreau did.
Uh-huh.
That one I really enjoyed. I super enjoyed it because they added to the story by doing this remake. They improved it. You know, not just like the graphics, you know, going from animated to, you know, the computer generated imagery with the live actor and everything like that. But like they kept all of the emotion in the animals. They kept the story, you know, pretty close. They had to change a few things, whatever. But like I said, they added to it. With The Lion King, they improved the visuals. Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like they took away from the story with taking out the songs, which with The Jungle Book, yes, they took out songs, but at the same mm-hmm. time, they added more into the story in place of those songs. With Lion King, it was basically they just took out the songs. They also made the animals so like realistic that they took out any emotion. And so yeah. I equate it to the spoiler alert for both movies and the Broadway show, if you haven't seen any of them, Mufasa dies.
oh no.
That scene specifically. In the original movie, there's just so much heartbreak in the way that the lines are delivered, in the way that the animation is drawn, in the way that, you know, the emotions are shown on the face of Simba, that you feel it. You feel it, unless you have a heart made of stone. I went to go see the traveling show for The Lion King at one of the at whatever theater it was at here in Minnesota, you know, a couple like,
okay,
I think it was like two and a half, three years ago now. And I had kind of read some reviews and they basically said, you have two choices of young Simba that you're going to get. Mm-hmm. One is amazing. One, we're pretty sure this is his first time ever acting and it's very wooden.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the voice acting was horrible in the new Lion King.
With the stage one that I got, it was the very wooden actor. And so the death scene came, and it was like, Dad, wake up. Wake up, Dad. Why won't you wake up? And it was just like, it made me very sad, because we had brought my nephew to go see it as well, and it was just kind of, yeah. But like you were saying, Alan, I feel like the voice acting in the new movie was kind of phoned in.
Oh, dude, that's like... I mean, aside from other roles not being great, but there's a rumor about Beyonce being cast as Storm, and a bunch of people are like, no.
See, I think like, she did. I think she did really well as Nala. When you compare her to Donald Glover as Simba, I thought he was going to kill that role. But it seemed like he just kind of phoned it in. Like he went into the studio and recorded some lines. Okay, cool, whatever. You know, the kid who played young Simba, it again, you know, it felt like it was just this wooden performance. And, you know, with the way that they had that they had animated the animals, they didn't have any emotion in their face or their eyes or anything like that, like they did in The Jungle Book, or like they did in the original movie. And it just I was very disappointed because, as you know,
you were
as
what?
I've said before, I was very, very
disappointed
because, as you know, as I've said before on this podcast and to you guys, just in general, Lion King is my favorite movie, like hands down.
Mm-hmm.
And to have such, I guess my expectations were too high for the live action adaptation, or, you know, quote unquote live action adaptation. But it just left me completely underwhelmed. It doesn't take away from, you know, the original movie. That's still my favorite movie. It just kind of, anytime I think about the new one, it just kind of leaves that sour taste in my mouth now.
On that note, where are we going next, John?
You know what? Well, first and foremost, my rants are...
it's over 9,000!
So there's that. But, yeah, we definitely should move on.
You right.
So let's go ahead and go with Keanu again.
Right. So you're going to have to bleep me, John, because this involves some bad words. It's a bad word. Right. So the line is, PC load better. What the
Office Space.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Why does it say paper jam when there is no paper jam?
You appreciate that movie so much more when you grow up and actually work in an office, too.
Right?
You're like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. All right, so it is.
Hey, Peter. What's happening?
What's happening is it's 7-0.
Of course it is.
No, the funny thing is I was actually just talking to a coworker about that movie. Like, yesterday.
So funny. Funnier even when you're older.
Mm-hmm. When you, yeah, yeah, yeah. When you start to have those kind of conversations with your coworkers, and it's just like,
mm-hmm.
And then you have to print something out at work, and the printer starts just acting up on you, and you just want to take it, or you're trying to scan something or copy something, and you just want to take it,
yep,
and take a baseball bat to it. because, you know, damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
That's right.
Turns it down.
Let's just keep on switching it up with the anagrams.
All right. The anagram is Think Legion.
Oh, 1 second here.
No.
I need a hint.
Yeah.
We literally just talked about it.
Oh, the Lion King.
Salt in the wound.
Ugh. Like, I was trying to, like, go through some stuff here, and so I saw the right away. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, the Link Gion? Linking Theo?
You didn't think I'd throw Lion King right back at you?
No, I didn't. Whatever. Okay.
All right.
I totally wrote that down wrong. I feel stupid. All right. That's okay.
Okay. Where are we going, John?
Let's go box office.
Right. So, what is the top... What movie holds the title for the biggest opening weekend in the month of January?
I know we've talked about this. Can I ask what year it came out?
Yeah.
I guess... This movie came out in 2015.
Is it American Sniper?
John, can you play the GameCube noise for me?
The GameCube noise?
Correct.
Nice. Oh my God.
Nice.
I'm number one.
And that's where we end.
All right.
So I mean, it had a limited release technically on Christmas of 2014, but it got a wide release in January. So I went with the wide release date.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay.
All right, where are we going, Travie McCoy?
All right, let's go anagram.
Okay, he gave North. He gave North. I'm repeating it so you write it down right, Travis.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can you get a hint?
This movie has one of the same stars as the last movie from the box office question.
Oh, from the box office question.
Hangover?
Yes.
I'm number two.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So we got 8-2.
You know what? I was totally thinking the wrong movie.
What were you thinking?
The Mark Wahlberg one, like The Shooter or something like that.
Oh, Sniper?
Oh, Shooter. Okay.
Shooter. No, literally Shooter.
Shooter.
Yeah,
yeah, Shooter. Yep. So I was like, Mark Wahlberg, Michael Pena, what? Yeah, no, that one, yeah. Okay. Nice, Travis.
All right, Travis, thank you.
Where are we going?
Let's go box office.
All right. Which movie holds the highest single day gross for a Wednesday? I purposely picked Wednesday, my dudes.
Huh.
The Omen remake from 2006.
Wednesday, my dudes.
The answer to that riddle is no, Travis.
Okay, all right.
What an obscure answer, though. Kudos to that.
It was the highest one day total on a Wednesday.
Yep.
Is it Star Wars: The Force Awakens?
Nope.
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
It is not any Star Wars movie.
Star Wars: The Rise of
Lord
Skywalker.
Lord of the Rings: Two Towers.
Nope.
All right.
Rogue One: A Star Wars Story?
It's not a Star Wars movie.
That's not a Star Wars movie, though. It's a Star Wars story. Thank you very much. Is it from around a holiday season? Is that why it had high...
No. It came out in June.
Came out in June?
Mm-hmm.
Like Toy Story 3?
Nope.
Toy Story 2.
But it is... It is the third movie...
Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Nope.
Third movie. Despicable Me 3.
No.
Return of the King?
No, that didn't come out in June.
That's true, it didn't. That was stupid of me. All right.
Back to the Future 3.
No. I'll get a little more specific. It came out in June of 2010.
Transformers?
Nope.
Twilight. The third one.
What's it called?
Eclipse.
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know the Twilight movies.
You don't have to, but to get this question right, you gotta.
I said the third one.
You said the third one, yeah, but...
You're welcome, Travis.
Thank you.
Hey, 8-3. Let's go.
Yeah, see, I knew, like... What is it? Like this is the second one like New Moon or something like that?
Yeah.
And then we had talked about Breaking Dawn before.
Breaking Dawn, yeah. That's
the final one.
Fourth and fifth.
Yeah. I didn't know Eclipse, though, because I don't know Twilight.
Yeah, they get a bad rap. They're not terrible.
Better
than the Lion King remake.
That's true. All right. Let's go... I'm going to run the board, and let's just do Keanu.
Right. So we're going to run the babes. Okay, so, right. The line is, aim small, miss small.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah, me neither.
This movie was directed by Roland Emmerich.
Independence Day?
No.
Godzilla?
No.
2012?
No.
What was...
Day After Tomorrow?
No.
Midway?
No.
What other ones did he direct?
It's not 10,000 BC.
No. So if you aim small, miss small, you're shooting something, right?
Right.
So you know they have guns.
Right. Okay.
Jason Isaacs played the most hateable antagonist in this movie. He was very easy to dislike.
Well, I mean...
Oh, God.
He was really easy to dislike in Harry Potter, too, so.
He was even more dislikable in this. Him in his red coat.
God, what movie is it?
This movie also has Heath Ledger in it.
Can I think of it?
Is it
Patriot? Knight's Tale?
No. Wait, what did you say, John?
Patriot?
Yes. Okay. The Patriot.
Yep. Okay. All right. I love that movie.
So do I. We were talking about it on... I was talking about it with one of my buddies today, and I was like, that's going on the trivia.
Nice.
Yep.
Because he was talking about how he hated Braveheart for whatever reason, and then he's like, The Patriot is just Braveheart, but set in the American Revolution. I was like, whatever. They're both still great movies. I was like, I love The Patriot, especially the tomahawk scene. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, no, it's not Travis.
Nope.
Sorry.
It's okay. Aww.
Let's go anagrams.
Instagram. All right. This one is Rome, R-O-A-M, in. I-N-N.
Ronin?
Nope.
Oh.
I might need a hint.
Yeah.
The director of this movie directed a movie we've talked about several times on this podcast already.
A movie that we've... Wait, what?
The director of this movie...
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. He directed this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Did he? No. Yeah. No. Yeah?
This movie has Gwyneth Paltrow in it.
It kicked everything off, so Iron Man.
Yep.
Okay.
Just gotta rub it in that he directed that one didn't you?
All right, it is 10-3. Travis, you've made little runs, so you still can.
Alrighty.
Sounds good, alright.
let's just stick with it in anagrams.
Okay. So we have, this is the second to last anagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this one is Farmer Snorts.
Farmer Snorts.
We also talked about this movie earlier as well, briefly.
Can we just get a hint right away?
Yeah.
Michael Bay.
Transformers?
Yes.
Hey.
All right. Yeah, 11-3.
Can we go back to Keanu?
Right. Yeah. So. All right. So the line is, did you ever find Bugs Bunny attractive when he put on a dress and play a
Wayne's
girl
World.
Bunny? Oh, Travis, quick on that one.
Because I know that scene because that scene was completely ad-libbed. Or, well, not ad-libbed, but anyways. Yeah. But, like, Michael Myers actually broke out in laughter because he didn't expect him to say that.
Yeah.
Or Dana Carvey, whichever one it was. Yeah.
Dana Carvey said it was Garth who said it. And he, Mike Myers goes, no. Yeah, me neither. Which makes me feel kind of funny. Like when you used to climb the rope in gym class. All right, Travis. So we've got two more Keanu'd, we've got one more anagram, and we've got three more box office.
Wow, we've been keeping them kind of even.
Yeah. Let's do box office.
Right. So, box office. What is, we're going to go to single day grosses again, the film that holds the title for the highest grossing Monday?
Star Wars The Force Awakens?
No.
Star Wars The Last Jedi?
It is not a Star Wars movie, John. They're only on this list once.
Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker?
No.
Rogue One Star Wars Story? Monday is... It was pretty recent, right?
Yeah. 2018. Like
2018, okay. Summer release?
No. February.
Deadpool 2?
Black Panther?
Oh, Travis. Dang. Swooping in.
Wrong comic book character.
Yeah. All right.
That's right. Oh, yeah. No, that's right. Because I remember, Travis, we were looking at that. Like, when
yes,
it was happening.
It was unexpected.
Yeah.
It was really unexpected.
Yeah, Alan, you and I talked about it on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which
we were like, what the
hell? Yeah, those Black Panther days. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, those Black Panther days were crazy, I'll tell you that. Whew.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. All right, so it's my call. So let's go to anagrams again.
All right, this is the last anagram. I had two written down, so I... Okay, we'll go with the hard one. A rabbi, R-A-B-B-I, priest of the cane, C-A-N-E.
So when you said rabbi, is that first in the thing, or is it does it just start with rabbi?
It's just an A. There's an A. Okay. A rabbi,
priest of the cane. Another long one.
Yeah, save the hardest one for the last.
Can I get a hint?
I'll just throw it out there. Johnny Depp.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
All right.
Travis is like, I cry.
I couldn't think of anything, and that makes the most sense, so.
Well, yeah, when you look at it, if you write it down and look at it, it's kind of like you're like, well, oh, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Oh, Caribbean has two B's, doesn't it? Okay. Okay. So, anagrams is gone.
Yep.
Let's go with box office quiz number Spock.
Spock. All right, we got one. This is our second to last box office. And this one is going to be... This is a top, we're going domestic, okay? The okay. Top grossing R-rated movie.
Deadpool.
Nope.
Logan.
Nope.
No. Oh.
He even says it in the movie.
Oh, okay.
Deadpool 2?
No. He does say the movie in Deadpool 2.
And it wasn't Logan?
No.
He literally says what movie is the top grossing R-rated movie.
It's Logan. Is it Logan? Logan. It's Logan.
Is it a jackal?
I can see it.
R-rated movie.
Oh, Passion of the Christ.
Yes. Yep, he says it. He says it in the backseat of Moinder's cab after he runs away.
Yep. Yep.
Gotcha.
Just blow passion. All right. Travi McCoy.
All right. So, what do we have left again?
We have one box office and two Keanu's.
Let's finish off box office.
Okay. Adjusted for inflation, what is the second highest grossing movie of all time?
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
No.
Gone with the Wind?
No, that's number one, you fool. That's why I said number two.
Is it Endgame?
Oh, fuck.
No.
Adjusted for
inflation. Ben-Hur?
Nope, that's... Nope.
E.T., The Extraterrestrial.
Nope, that's number four.
Oh.
Titanic?
Nope.
Infinity War.
Endgame is number 16 on the list, though, which is crazy because it just came out like this last year. So that shows how much of a powerhouse that movie was, especially in the time of like digital downloads and like pirating and stuff.
Mm-hmm,
nuts. Mm-hmm. Nuts.
What kind of time frame are we looking at?
70s.
Star Wars A New Hope.
Yes.
Yes! was that the Star Wars movie that you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, stop saying Star Wars.
Well, that's why I guessed Force Awakens right away. Okay. Well, can we go with...
Well, we only have two Keanu's, so...
Can we go with Shatnerd?
Okay. If you really want me to attempt that.
Nah, that's... Let's just keep it Keanu'd, I guess.
Right. So, the quote is, I have a competition in me. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Can I get a hint?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
It's not Lincoln, is it?
No.
Nope, but you're close.
Oh, what's the... It's, I can only think of the one movie, it's not the one that I'm guessing this is from, but I can only think of the other movie. I don't want to say it because I don't want to give it.
Is it? No.
What's it called?
Lincoln.
I've got another line from the movie in my head. It John is the one that I'm thinking of. But I can't think of the title.
It's not The Butler.
No.
John's just squirming.
What is it?
I can see it. I can see all the different stuff in my head. But there's
I don't think Travis even picked up on the other hint that I gave.
Good. It's
Is it National Treasure?
No.
It's
okay.
There Will Be Blood.
Yes.
God, okay, just, all right.
All I could think of. As
he just settled. He goes, "Oh, composure. There will be blood."
As soon as you said that, all I could think of was, "I drink your milkshake,"
and that was the hint.
Drink
that
it
missed.
Up.
Don't bully me, Daniel.
Pick up on that. Yep.
And then, as soon as you said Abraham Lincoln, I was like, "Daniel Day-Lewis." Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And all I could think of was Gangs of New York.
Mm.
And I was like, "No, it's not Gangs of New York." My brain is dead, but we still got one Keanu'd, right?
Yep, last one is the Keanu'd.
Alrighty, let's finish strong.
All right, so the last line is: "It's a large, bluish green man with a strange looking goatee. I'm guessing that's significant." It's
large, bluish green man with a strange goatee. Is it like Swamp Thing or something?
Nope.
Could we get the year of release?
Yeah, yep. November 19th, 2004. The character does proceed to hug it after the line is said.
I need another hint.
Bluish green with a strange looking goatee.
Oh!
I'm guessing that's...
I'll play it again.
It's a big bluish green man. A strange looking goatee. I'm guessing that's significant.
Oh my god, I don't know.
National Treasure?
Yes.
Oh!
That's why I almost like laughed when you said National Treasure before, Travis.
Yeah.
And John Jesus. Wins.
I saw his face as soon as soon as he played that, I saw his face.
Yep.
Oh my god!
When they find the treasure,
yeah.
Down under.
Yep. Yeah.
So John wins with a resounding 15-6.
Good news, everyone.
Travis still sucks. No.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
There it is.
Exactly.
Good news.
Wrong one. What was it? It was. I was gonna say something. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah. I mean,
isn't that the laugh from Thriller anyways?
I believe so.
Yep. And you know what movie he was also in?
He was in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Specifically one with Johnny Depp.
Oh, he was in Edward Scissorhands.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember I know that because when I was a kid, well, aside from knowing who he actually is now, but when I was a kid, my dad told me when we watched the movie, he's like, "You know the song Thriller by Michael Jackson?" I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's the guy who laughs at the beginning." I'm like, "Holy crap." I was like, "Really?"
Oh.
And I think he did some of the stuff for... he did the original recording for the Phantom Manor over in Disneyland Paris.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And he did it in English and French, I believe, but his French was really, really bad, and so they didn't use it. But yeah. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Those were some good categories, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. By the way, we were talking about Vincent Price, for those who didn't know.
Yeah, I guess I should say that. Vincent Price.
You thought the grave could tame me. On The Simpsons.
Hmm.
Where they buy the eggs or whatever. Vincent Price is like egg builder or something.
Oh, that's... Yep. Okay.
God, how old was he when he made Edward Scissorhands?
I mean, he was already pretty old. Wrong keys.
Oh, God. He was born in 1911, so he was...
Yeah.
89?
Well, Edward Scissorhands.
1990.
It came out in 1990. So yeah, no, he would have been. That would have been 79.
Oh yeah, my math is horrible. Yeah, 79. So still pretty old.
Yeah.
And you know what I forgot? I didn't realize that Anthony Michael Hall played Jim in that movie, and how much I hated him.
Yeah, yeah.
He was quite the prick in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Alrighty. Well, do you guys have kind of wrapping things up here? Do you guys have any movie recommendations for this week, by chance?
I do, actually.
You do?
Yes. I like my old school movies. So I actually have been wanting to watch this because I remember how much I used to like it. Probably still like it. But my recommendation is True Lies.
Mm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, as Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, and also Tom Arnold and Bill Paxton, mm-hmm. directed and written by the one and only James Cameron. It is, I think it's loosely based off of like some kind of French film. I don't know if it's like a direct adaptation, but I know it's like loosely based off one. But essentially Arnold Schwarzenegger is a, well, his family thinks he's a computer salesman, but he's actually like a undercover, like, super agent for the government.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, take with that information what you will, but yeah. Essentially, long story short, to sum it up, Arnold Schwarzenegger secretly is a secret agent and his family doesn't even know about all the shenanigans he's getting into, but eventually they do get wrapped up in it. And I always forget that Eliza mm-hmm. Dushku was his daughter.
Oh yeah.
Oh yep, yep, yep.
Yep. Young Eliza Dushku. So she would have been, let's see, when was she born? 1980s. So she was 14 when True Lies came out. So probably even younger when they filmed it.
Wow.
But yeah, that's my recommendation. Great movie. One of Arnold's best, in my opinion.
I'm kind of looking here, and it looks like it's streaming through DirecTV, but is nowhere else. So if you want to watch it, you have to buy it.
Yeah, which, worth the money.
Yeah, absolutely. Very nice. Mm-hmm. All right, Travis? Do you by chance have any recommendations?
Travis,
you there? I see some movement in your microphone, Travis. Are you there?
Oh, yep. I'm here. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was really cutting out there. My bad. So it was a movie that you and I saw together. It was The Disaster Artist. They have it out on Netflix now. So, yep. And I highly recommend it if you liked The Room, which is arguably one of the worst movies ever made, but yet it's still fantastic. It's directed by James Franco, stars the Franco brothers. It's got the usual Seth Rogen fare. Seth Rogen's in it, you know. Ooh. Danny McBride. Yeah, it's basically the telling of how The Room was made and all this and that. It's very, very good and funny, and I recommend it.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I do have a movie as well. I don't know. I honestly cannot remember if we have recommended this before or even if I have recommended this before. But it is a newer movie as well. Came out 2019, so last year. It is a mystery and thriller crime drama comedy. And it has it has quite the cast. It actually has somebody from True Lies in it. In Jamie Lee Curtis. Mm-hmm. It has Captain America himself, Chris Evans. It has Christopher Plummer. It has Michael Shannon.
Oh, I know.
And in the main, I guess you would call it main spot, is Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc. And the movie is Knives Out, which is also, it's directed by Rian Johnson. So this movie, I just remembered about it today, you know, after I had seen it before, and it is insane. Like, it's a murder mystery, like a classic kind of whodunit kind of thing, but then it's also like this family drama, I guess you would say. But it is really good. And if you want to watch it, it is on Prime Video right now, streaming on Prime Video. Otherwise, you can, you know, buy it digitally through Amazon, Google, Apple, YouTube, Fandango, Vudu, all the normal stuff. I highly, highly recommend it. I mean, it's literally sitting at a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes, 92% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. Metacritic itself is sitting at an 82 Metacritic must see. So it's definitely something fun to watch.
Definitely.
And that being said, you guys got anything else?
Do not.
Nope, I'm good.
Fantastic. So, in that case, as we said before, we do have a Facebook, facebook.com/moviesourthing. We are also on Instagram and Twitter at moviesourthing, no spaces, dashes, slashes, anything like that, at moviesourthing. Go ahead and check us out there. On Facebook, we do have a poll on which topping for popcorn is better at the movie theater, whether it's real butter or the butter substitute. And then also in the comments, make sure that you put down which movie theater you think has the best popcorn out there. We would love to hear from you. Go ahead and go over there and vote in it. It's going to be closing down, I think, next Tuesday, which is June 23rd of 2020. So go ahead and vote. Go ahead and put a comment in there saying which one is your favorite. We would love to hear from you. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/moviesourthing. If you want to help support the podcast, we have that over there. I've been a little slacky on getting some stuff up for the stuff, so if you help support the podcast, it might kick me into gear a little bit. Absolutely visit us, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Other than that, I got nothing else.
Me neither.
Neither do I.
In that case,
here it come. Cue the outro.
Thank you for listening to Movies Are a Thing.
Come back next week for more movies and tangents with us.
Since we're recording now.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Okay. I feel like I had to do that, you know, at least once.
Well, exactly. Only makes it fair.
Yeah, exactly. You guys ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, I thought I had something for this. Dang it. All right, let's do this.
Yeah, that one was all for you.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it. Alrighty.
You're welcome.
Okay. Sorry, I'm just kind of reading some headline stuff.
Thank God for editing.
Right?
Right. Really? Okay.
You messing with the mic, Alan, or is that somebody else messing with the mic?
No, that was my bad.
No, it was...
Laura was going after a toy, and it was, like, shaking the mic stand.
Okay. Jeez. She's just going at it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get her to calm down. Sit down. Knock it off. Go lay down. Go. I'll put you in your kennel. Stop.
Ooh.
Ooh. Somebody's in trouble.
Oh my. Whoa.
Uh-oh.
I feel like Gamora had the toy and she shook her head, is my guess.
Yep.
And some fun stuff happened from there. So we'll just wait here a second.
Sounds good. You should have a technical difficulties thing sound clip for that. We'll be right back.
Oh, wait, I do. Okay, Travis, do you know who this is?
Ha 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 Vincent Price?
It is. Nice.
Ah.
Very nice. Do you know who this is?
It's Friday.
That would be Rebecca Black.
What? How'd you know?
And her. I just took a wild guess.
Just swung for the fences?
Exactly. It was definitely a Hail Mary. Most death.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, dude, like, oh, Alan has gone away. Crap.
Oh, he's completely off of it? Completely?
As of right now, yeah. Oh.
Ooh.
Okay, there we go.
You back?
Yep. How did it sound?
all we heard is like a then silence.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she was running around and she grabbed, like, caught up on the cords and like pulled my laptop over, and then the mixing board fell down, and
that's kind of what I was figuring.
She's in her kennel.
Yeah. Although right now when you talk, you have a little bit of a static on it. Like it's peaking kind of thing. But it's not peaking on my end. I don't know.
How about now?
Oh, now it's good.
Yeah. I'll just add to adjust the settings because they got a little messed up, obviously.
Fantastic. Yeah. I think we're good, though.
Good now?
Yeah.
Better? Okay.
Yeah. I'm just going to put you there. Alrighty. So, I forgot where we were at. Actually, one second. Sorry.
Okay.
Had to close my window shade.
Spock.
Spock. Nice. The shade of the window. Spa. Travis, can you hear me?
Whoa!
Stretch.
Alright.
Wow. Okay.
I can't Patreon because I got a puppers.
Yeah. Before you do, though.
Long ass podcast.
Yes. I mean, we're sitting at 110 minutes recording time right now.
God.
Jeez.
Alrighty. Well, I will talk to you guys later then.